Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Fifth session of 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly begins tomorrow. Advisor Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu says industrial development in state showing promising growth. MSME Promotion Council of India to introduce two significant initiatives for farmers and traders in September-October for Nagaland. And BJP State President Benjamin Yeopthome expresses confidence on early amicable solution to ENPO issue. Now the news in detail. The fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will commence tomorrow. The two-day sitting will witness discussion on various matters of urgent public importance. The first day will begin with obituary reference, followed by questions and reporting on assent of bills. It will also see the introduction of government bills and resolutions, as well as laying of annual administrative reports, presentation of assembly committee report, besides other matters. The House is also expected to discuss the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act 1989 and the Naga political issue. Advisor Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu has said that industrial development in Nagaland, while still in its early stages, has shown promising growth. She was addressing the orientation and interaction program on MSMEs organized by the MSME Promotion Council of India in Kohima today. The advisor noted growth rate of the industrial sector in the state has surged from 2.83% in 2012-13 to 12.8% in 2022-23. This remarkable progress highlights potential for further development, she added. Despite various setbacks, the secondary sector has contributed to 10% of the state's gross domestic product 2022-23, with a projected increase to 11.61% in 2023-24. This, she said, underscores the untapped potential within the secondary sector. The advisor said the biggest challenge facing the sector is that it is not formalized. She said many young entrepreneurs operate in an informal sector, which makes it difficult to understand where interventions are needed for plan for the future. Jakhalu further informed that there are currently 25,868 micro enterprises, 233 small and 18 medium enterprises registered with the State Department. Speaking on the Centre's Raising and Accelerating MSME Performance, RAMP program, Jakhalu highlighted that key objectives include enhancing the firm's capabilities, facilitating access to finances and market, and boosting competitiveness. She said that the program will help formalize MSME in the state, promote made-in-Nagaland products, facilitate interaction between entrepreneurs and technical experts, among others. Chief Minister Nipurio is set to officially launch the RAMP program tomorrow at Nagaland Legislative Assembly Secretariat, Thizama. National Chairman, MSME Promotion Council India, MSMEPCI Pradeep Mishra Sarkar said it will introduce two significant initiatives, the Retail Trading Guarantee Scheme and the Kisan Trading Guarantee Scheme, in September-October this year. He said these programs are designed to provide financial assistance to disadvantaged traders and farmers who have struggled to double their income. Sarkar said this while addressing the orientation and interaction program on MSMEs today in Kohima. He also said as part of its 100 days program, the council will be able to generate employment for approximately 25,000 people across Nagaland within the next year. On the scope and avenues in Nagaland, the chairman said the MSMEPCI, together with state and central government, will work shoulder to shoulder in creating more awareness program of the various schemes already implemented and resolved that there should be employment in every household and every hand. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP Nagaland, is confident that the centre will bring an amicable solution to the Eastern Naga People's Organization ENPO issue very soon. Addressing media persons at his residence in Dimapur today, BJP State President Benjamin Yeopthome affirmed that the BJP-led NDA government is committed to bringing an amicable solution to the decade-old issue. He said the ENPO's concern is deep-rooted, genuine and legitimate and deserves a quick resolution. Yeopthome expressed confidence that a solution to the matter is imminent and will be achieved under the current leadership. Meanwhile, he announced that the party will soon undertake a statewide tour as part of the Sadasyata Abhiyan Membership Drive 2024 with an aim to connect directly with the people at the grassroots level. Yeptome said the tour will highlight the numerous initiatives and schemes introduced by the NDA government and invite people to participate in the country's journey towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. You are listening to the news from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on NewsZone Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Committee on Public Undertakings Nagaland Legislative Assembly will conduct an on-the-spot verification of the two multi-level car parkings at Kohima. A press release said MLA and chairman of the committee, Imkong L. Imchen, has proposed undertaking the inspection of multi-level car parking at Old Medical Directorate and multi-level car parking at Old NST on 30th of August. The visit is scheduled at 11 a.m. State Bank of India, SBI, today inaugurated its 7th mile branch in Chimokadima. In his inaugural address, Chairman of Chimokadima Town Council, Lucido Crow, emphasized the importance of banking service in modern society. He highlighted that financial institutions now serve a broader community, reaching beyond the elite and service class individuals. While acknowledging the demanding nature of banking jobs, he called on bank staff to show greater endurance and to take extra steps in providing services to the public. He noted that the 7th mile branch is the 8th in Chimokadima. Chief General Manager of SBI Guwahati Circle, Sahadevan Radhakrishnan, underscored the vital role that the new branch can play in community development. He encouraged the bank's staff to approach their work with a service-oriented mindset, reminding that every customer contributes to the bank's success. Radhakrishnan urged local residents to take full advantage of the new branch's services. The 7th mile branch is the 73rd SBI branch in Nagaland. The festival of Janmashtami is being celebrated with great enthusiasm and reverence across the country today. Around the world, devotees are gathering in huge numbers for the darshan of Lord Krishna in temples. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted everyone on the occasion. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan also extended greetings on Janmashtami. In a message, the governor wished that the auspicious occasion may bring love, peace and prosperity. He urged everyone to celebrate the divine teachings of Lord Krishna, spreading happiness and harmony all around. He encouraged all to recall the wisdom and compassion and cherish the love embodied by Lord Krishna. The governor wished everyone good health, happiness and prosperity. The central government has termed a link fake that claims to offer financial aid of over 46,000 rupees from the finance ministry. In a social media post, the fact check unit of Information and Broadcasting Ministry busted the fake news and said that the scam was conducted via a messaging app in the guise of financial aid to the poor. The recipients were tricked into submitting their personal details through the fraudulent link. The ministry has denied any such claims and declared the message fake. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Fifth session of 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly begins tomorrow. Advisor Industries and Commerce, Hekani Jakhalu, says industrial development in state showing promising growth. MSME Promotion Council India to introduce two significant initiatives for farmers and traders in September-October for Nagaland. And BJP State President Benjamin Yeptome expresses confidence in early amicable solution to ENPO issue. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. Good night.